This afternoon, we come together, taking time out from our usual lives, to acknowledge the reality of Jesus dying for our sins. But we call this day Good Friday. There's a purpose that we come to on this day, not only to acknowledge the great price that Jesus paid for our sins, but also in acknowledging our sinfulness, to recognize the power of Christ over our lives to get better, to say that we can, in fact, turn what is difficult into opportunity for grace and goodness. And so we come here not only to remember something from the past, but more importantly, something about the present that we live in right now. That if we take seriously what we say we believe in the power of Christ overcoming death, we also believe in his power to overcome our sinfulness, so that once we acknowledge our need for Jesus in our lives, we have no real reason to fear being able to be the kind of person we want to be, and therefore the kind of people we want to be as a community of faith. Last night, as some of us gathered for the celebration of the institution of the Eucharist, and tomorrow night as we gather to celebrate the Easter Vigil, we'll be participating in this annual event of the Church that reminds us how important it is for us to see our faith not just as something that recalls the past, but invites us into something about our present that can make a difference in our world. And so when we leave here today, we're not just supposed to go back to our ordinary lives in an ordinary way, but reminding ourselves again of the power of Jesus in our lives to do good each and every day, not just for ourselves and a personal relationship we know we have with Jesus, but more importantly, for the sake of the community of faith, to build the kingdom of God more present in our midst. During the Passion, we heard Jesus say, "My kingdom is not of this world." And yet we know through the resurrection, the world is becoming Christ's kingdom through our cooperation with his grace and with the significant thing that he did, not just in an historical moment, but throughout all of the course of history, for all people who acknowledge a need for growth, for change, and for development. And so hopefully, as we leave here today, we'll be just a little more aware of the power of Christ in our lives. Just a little more believing that when we're willing to put ourselves down for the sake of another's being raised up, we can significantly alter the course of a world that seems headed sometimes for destruction. And yet we know that God is at the base of our lives. And so we ask God today to transform us, and we ask Jesus to acknowledge our participation in his crucifixion so that we also can participate fully in the resurrection when our time arrives. As people of faith, we desire to be better each and every day. As people of faith, because of Jesus' action in our lives, we are better every day. Confident with God's love, we can love each other better.